Live from KPGZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Dick Keenan with the news for Tuesday, September 24th. The Jefferson County Board of Health has set forth a ban on vaping, prohibiting the practice in public places, according to the Peninsula Daily News. The new ordinance prohibits vaping in the same places that prohibit smoking, including indoor public places and businesses. Also included are places where children congregate, such as playgrounds and parks. Jefferson County was the 13th county in Washington State to issue such a ban. Health officials said the ban is substance neutral and applies whether nicotine or cannabis is loaded in the vape tool. But it mainly targets nicotine because the consumption of any cannabis product is already banned in public. Currently, no smoking signs will be appended with a no vaping message. Anyone breaking the law can be fined $100 for the first violation, $250 for the second, and $500 if they are caught doing it a third time. The 20th annual Port Townsend Film Festival is over, and it earned great reviews despite some logistical drawbacks. Sunday night's free movie was canceled due to weather, and on Friday, the cart carrying an 8-foot wooden sculpture of a yellow Labrador retriever had to be carried by forklift. Halfway into the trip, the cart on which it was positioned had 4 flat tires. Throughout the weekend, audiences took a cue from the film festival's animation of that dog to howl in anticipation of each movie. This started slowly, but by Saturday, the howling preceded every screening. Winners of the jury awards were Ernie and Joe as Best Documentary, and Caldwell, a film starring Karen Allen, and was named as Best Narrative Feature. Allen was scheduled to attend the festival but canceled due to a family matter. KPGZ was on the scene with live interviews of the filmmakers, including special guest Cheryl Strayed. These interviews are archived online at kptz.org. The Jefferson County Auditor has announced the schedule for this year's voting, outlining the events surrounding the November 5th elections. According to a press release, military and overseas ballots were mailed last week, with the remaining ballots due for mailing on October 15th. New voters can register up to the evening before Election Day, but must do so in person after October 29th. The election includes races for Port Townsend City Council, the Port of Port Townsend, the Chimicum and Port Townsend School Boards, and East Jefferson Fire Rescue. The election results will be posted online around 10 minutes after 8 on Election Day, with certification scheduled for November 26th. KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news at kptz.org. I'm Dick Keenan. Charlie Bermont is taking the week off and will return to the news desk next Tuesday, October 1st.